All right, we're very lucky to be joined now by John Reinen. John is a state news reporter for the Star Tribune. And John, you made a trek to little old Wadena in an article that was published in the Star Tribune on this past Sunday. First of all, when were you in town and kind of what led you to make the trip to Wadena?
I was in town on Thursday of last week, the week before Thanksgiving, and this was a story that I got assigned by the editors. They are always, you know, most reporters find their own stories, but sometimes the editors, who are my bosses, say, hey, here's something that we should cover. So they had been looking at the COVID statistics and looking at the counties that had the highest rate. And right at that point, Wadena was way up near the top. It actually was number three, and it was, I think, within the top 10 in the entire nation in terms of the number of new cases it was having. So I got a call Wednesday afternoon, and they said, hey, could you go up to Wadena and just talk to people up there and just kind of see what's happening and how people are feeling about, you know, being in a COVID hotspot?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. We don't often get to make the news around here very often in a national sense or even a statewide sense. Probably the last big time that happened was 10 years ago when the tornado came through. So when those numbers came through earlier in the week, it was, I think for some people, probably a bit shocking to see, look at there, there's Wadena County and the entire country being named.
Yeah, it's true. And being from that part of the world, I think you and I discussed, I am from Fergus Falls, Minnesota, so yeah. I grew up in Otter Tail County and still have a lot of relatives throughout rural Minnesota and North Dakota. And I know what that's like when you suddenly find yourself from a smaller community and like, hey, whoa, wait now, we got noticed. And it's sort of, you know, usually you hope it's for something good rather than for, you know, being a hotspot for, you know, the pandemic that we've been in for almost 2 years now. But it certainly does, it does put some spice into the coffee conversations at the cafe.
I want to encourage everyone to read the article. Again, it was in Sunday's edition of the Star Tribune. It's entitled, In Minnesota Hotspot, COVID Has Become a Part of Life. And I guess let's just kind of break it down kind of simply. When you made your trip here, you talked to people in town. I know you talked to some business owners and maybe some community members. What was something that you found in your conversations? Was there something in particular that stood out to you?
The thing, I guess, that stood out to me, and I did mention it near the top of the article, was that everybody I talked to had either had COVID or knew someone who had it. Now, of course, in a smaller community, you know, maybe the odds are greater that you would know people, but still, just the fact that every single person I talked to had either had COVID themselves or knew somebody who had it. I mean, I came back, you know, I live in Minneapolis, and I came back and I thought, well, God, let me think of my, you know, the 20 or 30 people that I know the best, my friends, my neighbors. I don't think a single one of them has had COVID. And so that's what really struck me, was that everybody just seemed to, you know, have first or secondhand knowledge of COVID. And then many people knew someone who died of it. I actually counted it up. I talked to about 20 people. I was there for a day. I got there, drove up in the early morning and spent most of the day there. And I talked to about 20 people, and I counted up 7 people who knew someone who died of COVID. And that's pretty startling as well. That's, you know, 1/3 of the people I talked to not only knew someone who had COVID, they knew someone who died of it.
Yeah, I mean, you point out a couple of the statistics in the article as well. 45% of residents vaccinated. As of the publishing of the article on Sunday, 300 COVID infections in the county right now. At the Wadena Deer Creek School District, it was 1 in 10 had a positive case. That was students and staff combined. All of a sudden, you put some of those numbers together and have those firsthand experiences and encounters with people. And, you know, it's not a county with a lot of people. Those friendships, those neighbors, those stories, they get around pretty quick in a county like this.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And again, you know, those seven people I talked to who knew someone who died, were two or three of them, maybe actually it was the same person that was known by multiple people. I don't know that. I didn't like ask them for the names of the person who died. But, you know, one guy said, well, my cousin died. And another, Brittany, who owns the Glamour Salon downtown, mm-hmm. said, well, you know, the mother of one of my clients died. And, you know, I don't think it was the same seven people who all knew the same person who died. I think they were seven separate people. It's kind of amazing. And then, you know, the other thing you asked, what stood out to me, you know, people just, well, a lot of people just, you know, many people said to me something along the lines of, it's like the flu. It's like the flu. A couple of the people that I talked to who had had it described it as a bad cold, you know, like a worse than average cold, but not some monumental thing. They said they felt, you know, bad for a few days, but, you know, basically, you know, and then you read these things, you can obviously anywhere in the media these days or on social media, you can find stories of people who, you know, refused to get the vaccine and they got really sick and they died or they maybe almost died. And then they come back from the other side of that experience and plead with people to get the vaccine because they were on a ventilator for, you know, 32 days or whatever. But so I guess, you know, people seem to be taking it in stride is what I would say. And that was another thing that, that struck me. Everyone's like, well, you know, yeah, I had it. It wasn't that bad. So,
you know, it, you can't really read or see or listen or watch anything in related to COVID right now that doesn't come without a heavy dose of opinion behind it. And as I was reading through this, John, what I noticed here more than anything, I think what stood out is the point of this is not a finger pointing thing. There was no like tisk tisk from either either whichever kind of main opinion you want to pick from one of two sides. As you were making your trip to Wadena and talking with people, what was kind of the goal, the push behind an article like this in the first place?
I think it comes from just, you know, the idea that something fairly remarkable is happening. Like, you know, if Wadena County suddenly was having, people were giving birth to twins at an astoundingly high rate, mm-hmm. you know, we'd probably be interested in doing a story about that. I think it's just the fact, you know, in the media, we're very often interested in outliers. So we're interested in what's the smallest thing, what's the largest thing, what's mm-hmm. the newest thing. And so I think this was just simply a case of, you know, here's a county in Minnesota that is kind of broken into the national rankings in terms of its COVID cases. So let's just go up there and see what's happening and see what people think about it. I think that was, you know, the motivation behind that.
As you were going through, I would imagine you had opportunities to chat with people who were unmasked and unvaccinated, probably had a chance to talk with people who were masked and vaccinated. Was there a third option there of talking to people who were unmasked yet vaccinated?
Actually, Ron Greiner, who I talked to, he owns the print shop downtown.
Greiman's,
yeah. He is vaccinated and boosted, but he was not wearing a mask when I talked to him in his store. Actually, Corey, I saw very few people wearing masks, mm-hmm. really few. I mean, I almost want to say there was only one. There may have been a couple others, but really, I hardly saw anybody wearing a mask. So I didn't really have a chance to talk to many masked yeah. people. There were just not very many of them.
It does seem as, and I feel comfortable saying this, I've gone through, I've had a vaccinated, I've had a booster shot myself. But what's been interesting from that side of it, hearing from people who are unmasked, unvaccinated, is just kind of the fatigue around the idea of wearing a mask in general. That tiresomeness that comes with the last 20 months or whatever seems to be maybe the strongest foothold in this story overall.
I think that's probably a good insight. if you can recall, it seems like a long time ago, but it was maybe back in the spring of this year, back in maybe April and May, and you know, we'd come through the winter and the cases of COVID were going down, and they said, okay, you don't need to wear masks anymore. And so for about, it seemed like maybe only just 2 or 3 weeks or a month, but there was a time there when it's like, oh, okay, this is great. We're getting back to normal. And then the Delta variant came in, and then we were kind of back to the whole, you know, wear a mask thing. So I totally get that. I mean, I don't like wearing a mask either. I you know, whenever I feel safe not wearing a mask, like if I'm with friends who are all vaccinated, I don't wear a mask, you know, and I don't wear a mask outside ever. So I totally understand that point of view. Let me just throw one other thing in at you. Here's another thing that really struck me. Dr. Ben Hess, who is the chief medical officer at Tri-County, he was a really fascinating guy to talk to, and he was really frank with me. He's very frustrated at the situation and very frustrated that people seem unwilling to listen to medical advice. And he said to me something that struck me, because I, you know, because I'm from your area. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I grew up here. You know, he's, I think he might have graduated from Sabika. But anyway, he's from right in the area. Mm-hmm. And he said, I grew up here and I came back to practice medicine here. And, you know, I thought that people would trust me because I'm not an outsider. He said, I'm not an outsider. And it's sort of like, is that where we've gotten to with tribalism, where, you know, somebody has to be from, you know, your area before you'll trust them on anything? But even if somebody is from your area, you still don't trust them? I mean, boy, that's just a road to not good results for society. So that was pretty fascinating to me. He said, I didn't put this in the article. I didn't have room for every quote he said, but I remember he said this. He said, you know, I feel like I'm standing on the edge of a cliff trying to keep people from jumping off, and they're kicking and punching me to get to the edge of the cliff.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity actually here at the station to talk to Dr. Hess and Tri-County CEO Joel Beiswanger on a couple of occasions as they try to get different press releases out and things like that. And yeah, there's, I think, well, from everybody, a level of frustration that exists all the way around, and maybe that was, you know, kind of in the underlying depths of the article that you wrote here too, is that, you know, you say it right in the title, has become a part of life. Doesn't seem like it's going away anytime soon, does it?
It doesn't. And you know, when I wrote it up, you know, it says in there, the people of Wadena County have made up their minds, and I think that's probably true. I mean, I don't like to draw conclusions based on just talking to, you know, a bunch of people in one day. Mm-hmm. But I talked to a lot of people and we had good conversations, you know, so I feel like, you know, I had a decent sense of what people were thinking. And it seemed pretty clear that, you know, at this point, people are probably not going to change their minds. I mean, if you think you're in favor of vaccination, you've probably already got your vaccines, you know. And if you're not going to get them, you're probably not going to get them. I mean, what's going to change your mind? I talked to a guy whose cousin died of COVID. He's still not going to get a vaccination. Well, what else is going to make him get it? I don't think there's anything more powerful than having a family member die. And if that doesn't move the needle, then I guess the needle is not going to move.
Any final thoughts, John?
Well, just to say how nice it was to come up to Wadena. You have a wonderful town. You have a great, thriving Main Street. I always like that in a small town. There are many in Minnesota that don't have that, so I think you guys are really fortunate. And everybody was very nice to me. There was some grumbling about the media, and you know, but really, in general, it was a really nice visit, and I enjoyed talking to people, and I appreciated that they were willing to talk to me about this important public issue.
And before I let you get out of here, John, just because we've got Thanksgiving right around the corner, you said you're from Fergus Falls. Are you able to make it back to the area very often anymore? Are you able to do some holidays in the region and, you know, in what we consider maybe the most beautiful part of the state in central Minnesota?
It is. And yes, the answer to that is yes. I have a lot of relatives. I have a whole bunch of relatives who have cabins in Otter Tail County, and I visit them a lot. And we always go to my aunt's house in Fargo for a big extended family Thanksgiving with all the cousins and like three or four generations. There's usually about 70 or 80 people there. Now, actually, we're not going this year because my wife and my kid wanted to have a quiet Thanksgiving. So actually, we're not going there this year. But every year for like 35 years, I've been going to the big family get together in Fargo. So,
well, John, I appreciate you being able to take some time with us here today. Again, I want to encourage everybody, as an article in Sunday's Star Tribune, and Minnesota Hotspot COVID Has Become a Part of Life is the title of the article. That is John Reinen, state news reporter for the Star Tribune. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Corey.